The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So that may be a little bit of good news where we may not have as bad a hurricane season, which is being predicted this year. They say next words from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is going to gather New York on Thursday to release the agency's outlook for a six-month storm season that usually starts in June. So June 1 usually begins hurricane season. Now, we usually see the worst ones end of August, September, but hurricanes, as we could see, could cause damage anywhere from June to November, easy. They're thinking because of the current state of El Nino, it shouldn't be as bad. But then again, remember last year, they expected that we were going to have a very, very rough hurricane season, and they were wrong. So I get a little nervous whenever they say, nah, it's not going to be that bad. I would say, prepare. Colorado State University researchers have forecasted 9 named storms in 2014, with just 3 expected to become hurricanes and 1 major storm with winds over 110 miles per hour. There were 13 named storms this last year, 2 Category 1 hurricanes, Umberto and Ingrid. No, thank God, major hurricanes. They said officials are going to roll out these high-resolution maps that'll show people where to expect the storm surge, just in case you guys want to move to Nevada and buy some houses here, fine by me. The maps were promised last year are being implemented for this next 2014 season. Now, what a lot of us didn't expect back in 2012 was like Superstorm Sandy. Okay, I mean, that was a hurricane that decided to go up the coast. By the time it hit New York, it was a storm, and it killed 147 people, caused $50 billion in damage. It was, wow, it was huge. And it had lost hurricane status when it made landfall in New Jersey, but still, New York City, I mean, everybody up on the eastern seaboard are going to make sure that they are ready for any sort of hurricane season. They say the Atlantic hurricane season goes through cycles of high and low activity every 25 to 40 years based on certain patterns that they see in the atmosphere. They say since 1995, an average season has about 15 named tropical storms, 8 hurricanes, and 4 major storms. The last time a major hurricane, I guess, made landfall in the U.S. was when Wilma, Hurricane Wilma, yeah, like Fred Wilma, came ashore in 2005. I guess they say this 8-year stretch is currently the longest on record. Now, Katrina was then 2000. I'm not sure why they're talking about Wilma, because Katrina was 2005, right? It wasn't 2006, it was 2005, I believe. Anyway, okay, so what names do they have for these storms? Oh, and of course, now my internet is acting up. I know, I'm surprised. They think we're only going to get down to the eyes of all these names. They think it's going to, we're not going to be hitting as many as we did last time. But here are the names. We got Arthur, and remember, it goes back and forth between boys and girls, okay? So we have Arthur. We have Hurricane Bertha. I'm telling you right now, expect that Hurricane Bertha to be a bad one. Okay, the name Bertha, Hurricane Cristobal, I'm not expecting that to be bad at all. Cristobal, usually kind of a very nice guy. Hurricane Dolly, this could be a bad one. My nickname was Dolly. I would expect, if this has anything to do with Dolly or Dahlia or whatever, it would definitely veer to the right. Hurricane Edward, Hurricane Faye, that sounds like a bad one. Hurricane Faye, Hurricane Gonzalo sounds bad. Hurricane Hannah, Hurricane Isaiah, those sound kind of bad to me. Hurricane Josephine, no. Hurricane Kyle, nah, that doesn't sound bad. Hurricane Laura, definitely not. Hurricane Markle, Hurricane Markle, it could. Okay, but most of the Marcos I know are kind of pretty romantic and stuff. I don't see that. Hurricane Nana. Okay, or Nana. This has the potential to be a surprise hurricane. Hurricane Omar, that could be a big doozy. Hurricane Paulette, no. Hurricane Renee, I don't know. Now, Hurricane Sally, this could be a bad one. Sally could be a bad one because we really don't use the name Sally now with our current generation. Sally's a name that's kind of fallen off, all right? But Sally, usually Sallys were kind of, you know, girls who were kind of mad. I would do that. Now, Hurricane Teddy. Teddy, I'm not worried about Hurricane Teddy, but if it was Hurricane Ted, oh, I would watch out for that one. Hurricane Vicky. Vicky, I would say, would be a bad one because anybody named Vicky was always a witch back in high school. There was never a nice Vicky. Victoria, okay, maybe that one would be a little nicer, but a Hurricane Vicky. Now, this next one, Hurricane Wilfred, I have no fear whatsoever. Hurricane Wilfred, no. Wilfred sounds like, isn't there like a TV show? Now, what about the Eastern North Pacific? You got Amanda, you got Boris. Boris, I would say, would be a bad one. Hurricane Christina, Douglas, Alita, Fausto, Genevieve, Hernan, Isel, Julio, Karina. Karina looks too much like Katrina. I'd say that'd be a bad one. Hurricane Lowell, Marie Norbert. Norbert. Didn't they make, wasn't that an Eddie Murphy show, Norbert? Yeah. He's dead. That would be a Resputia. If it was a Hurricane Resputia, then it would be probably Hurricane Odile, Hurricane Polo. Polo would be a big one. No, you know what would be scary is if you have the hurricane in the west, Marco, and or Eastern North Pacific. That would be the Atlantic. So you got Marco in the Atlantic. You got Polo in the Pacific. If both of those hit at the same time, I bet we are looking at an Armageddon of hurricane activity. Then they have Hurricane Rachel, Hurricane Simon, but I bet they're going to say Hurricane Simone. Hurricane Trudy, nah, I don't think Trudy, nah. Hurricane Vance, Hurricane Winnie. Winnie, now that would be an easy one, but this one, Xavier, Hurricane Xavier, that could pack a punch. Hurricane Yolanda, but this is the one I'm worried about. The hurricane I'm worried about is Hurricane Zeke. I would be very, very afraid if they say Hurricane Zeke. Now, one reason why I'd be afraid is that would be the last of all the named storms. What do they do after the names? I think then they go to numbers or something. All right. So that's your hurricane season. We'll talk about preparing for hurricanes, you know, getting the boards, getting your supplies, making sure you have your medical kit, you make sure you have everything, you know, ready for flooding, flood-proof stuff, fireproof stuff, etc. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really, really do appreciate it. All right, so they say most breast cancer patients who have a double mastectomy don't even need to have that done. They say many women with breast cancer choose to just have both breasts removed, but many of them do not have to do that. Removing both breasts is called double mastectomy. Many women do that because they think they're at high risk, and or they have a gene mutation like the BRCA gene, and that they think that they could unfortunately be at risk for breast cancer in another breast. And because of this, women will proactively have their breasts removed. This is something that Angelina Jolie did. It's something that a lot of us have been thinking about if we were at that point where we thought that we would, you know, have to continually be on the search or on the hunt or on a fight with breast cancer. But, you know, it's a very, very serious, very involved type of surgical procedure, not to mention some of the psychological sequelae. So it's nothing that I personally recommend, but I totally understand your decision to want to do that because I almost made the same decision myself. The researchers looked at 1,400 women who have been treated for breast cancer, found that 106 women, or 8%, had both their affected and their healthy breasts removed. About 70% of those who removed both breasts were not at elevated risk for developing a new cancer. They either had the BRCA gene mutation, etc., strong family history, or whatever. And so they say the probability is so small that even the surgery, the surgery could even be more risky than you just keeping your breasts, etc. I wouldn't want just one breast removed. I don't think I could go with just having one breast and not having the other. I would probably remove both. That's just me, because I think it would be easier cosmetic-wise. I just would need symmetry. I don't think I can handle just, you know, one being off, etc. But some people do that, and some people say, you know what, just, you know, remove both of them because I'm afraid. Now, do we really have a percentage? You know, when I went to medical school, it was, oh, X amount percent of women could possibly have an ipsilateral versus a contralateral side. Ipsilateral means same side. Contralateral means opposite side. But I don't think there's any way to tell. I don't think there's any way for us to know 100%. So you wonder if, A, it's your breast cancer reacting up, or B, is it a brand new breast cancer? If you were prone to getting breast cancer the first time, are you also prone to getting breast cancer again? You know, when we look at your risk factors for breast cancer, one of the things we look at is, are you at risk? One of the things we look at is, are you at risk because you've had a history of a breast biopsy, et cetera. You're at higher risk if you've already had something. But just because you've never had breast cancer or never had a lump or never had an issue doesn't mean you're not at risk. You can still have breast cancer. So, you know, it's one of those things where what do you do? For women that are high risk, for those that want to have their breasts removed, I understand. But they're saying that you don't necessarily have to, okay? They say 10% of all women diagnosed with breast cancer are at high risk for a new cancer developing in the other breast and are advised to consider removing both breasts. But that's just 10%. These women have mutations in the BRCA1 or BRCA2 genes, or they have a mother or sister who has breast and ovarian cancer. By the way, women, if there are men in the family with prostate cancer and the women in your family die too soon before you can tell if they had breast cancer, you may still want to get your BRCA gene testing. Pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, ovarian cancer, all of these things could share the BRCA gene. So before you think that you have to jump and do double mastectomy, I would definitely say discuss with your doctor, find out the type of cancer you have, how severe it was, and, again, your follow-up. I mean, luckily for me, I have a doctor that watches me every 6 months, mammogram, ultrasound. I don't go in as often as I should. I should, you know, be better about that. And so I feel like I'm being watched pretty closely. You know, and again, I didn't have cancer, but I had a scare of something that I think was starting, and nobody could ever say what it was, so he just watches me every 6 months, which is kind of spooky, but I'm just not ready to have the surgery. I was contemplating it when I had my BRCA gene testing. They had me do that a few years back to see if I should make that decision, and because it was negative, I'm like, okay, I'll hold off. But then since then, we've had family members diagnosed with breast cancer, so whether I have the BRCA gene or not, I'm still high risk. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say ultrasound trumps CAT scan for diagnosing kidney stones. Now, I have been diagnosing kidney stones when I was an ER doc by using CT scans. At first in medical school, we would do an IVP. We'd push some IV dye. We would watch the IV dye go through the blood, get secreted in the kidneys, wherever we saw the dye not go. And if you saw kind of an opacity, an area that didn't have a dye, we would assume that would be your stone, etc. Well, we stopped doing that and we started using CAT scans. CAT scans were easier to, you know, to check for stones. Now there's a study going, no, you can do ultrasound after all, even though we were taught not to. They said a separate study also found that people with type 2 diabetes can also lower their risk of developing kidney stones if they keep good blood sugar control. Okay, we're not worried about that right now. We're worried about the kidney stones. Now, the problem with the CAT scans is there's radiation to it, and there's expense. And so I never understood why an ultrasound couldn't pick it up. Right? But no. We never used ultrasound. We just went straight to CAT scan. And one of the reasons why we went straight to CAT scan is we weren't so much just worried about picking up a stone, but we were worried about the changes going on in the kidney. Were you having hydronephrosis? Were you having back pressure in the kidney? Remember, if you have a stone, remember you got your kidneys. Okay, you got the pelvis of the kidney, renal pelvis, you got the calyces, you got the ureter. The ureter is the one that transports the urine from the kidney into the bladder. The kidney makes urine, it goes through, it drips down into the bladder. The bladder is the holding cell until you're ready to micturate or pee. And then you go and you pee, right? And that goes out a urethra, and then it goes out into the open world. Ah, yeah. Either through your penis or through your vagina. But usually it's the urethra itself. All right? And so if you have a kidney stone up in the ureter, pre-bladder, you're going to get back pressure. And when you get that back pressure, you get something called hydronephrosis. So the CAT scans are really, really good at picking up what the hell is going on with the kidney. All right? But this study looked at 2,700 patients ranging in age from 18 to 75. The patients had symptoms of kidney stones. If you've never had a kidney stone, it's basically you feel like you're dying. It's one of the worst pains ever. You're writhing in pain. It's worse than labor. When I had a kidney stone, I was vomiting profusely. I was peeing blood, and I literally thought I was going to die. This was the worst pain ever. It started in the back. It went down to the groin. It was like somebody sticking a knife and just twisting it and twisting it and twisting it like a Dexter drill. It was just really, really bad. And and you don't die, thank God, as long as somebody catches it. So they do. But when I had a kidney stone, they didn't have CAT scans, so they did the IVP, and that's stuff because you're doped up on morphine, and then they're telling you to pee and then hold it and then pee and hold it, and that was a pain. But anyway, all right. The researchers, I guess, so basically they gave these patients either ultrasound or CT scan. The researchers also examined the number of serious negative events that happened within 30 days of people who were either CAT scanned or ultrasounded. They say no differences in terms of adverse events. Of the patients examined, 11% who had a CAT scan experienced a serious negative event compared to 12% who received ultrasound. So that kind of negative events also affected nearly 12% who had ultrasound. So by negative events, probably meaning they still had the stone or something got missed or infection or something like that. All right. So now remember, the radiation exposure is still small with one CT, but it's still more than an ultrasound. The study found that CAT scans exposed patients to much more radiation than ultrasound. Duh. CAT scans are more expensive, ranging $300 versus $150 for ultrasound. Okay, there is no way an ultrasound is half the price of a CAT scan. CAT scans are more expensive than that. All right, $200 if the ultrasound was done by a radiologist, $150 if it was done by an ER doc. You see, I tell you, when I was an ER doc, you really are underpaid. Anyway, the study was presented for those of you that want to go to these meetings. It was at the American Urological Association. Remember we talked about the American Urological Association? Yeah, that was going on. I don't know how they decorated the walls, but I'm sure that it brought on a lot of giggles. Meanwhile, we have another study for diabetics. If you keep your sugar levels in super good control, you are at lower risk for developing a kidney stone. Yeehaw! They looked at 1,800 patients with type 2 diabetes who also had kidney stones. Factors they considered included participants' age, gender, medication, etc. Based on the medication, the participants were divided into two groups, the insulin group and the diabetes pill group. Now, if you were on insulin, you had higher levels of acid in the urine than so your insulin takers were more at risk for kidney stones. So basically, if you have diabetes, you're screwed anyway. All right, but it's bad. I'm sorry, kidney stones are bad. But keep your sugar in tight control. You can't go wrong. Whew. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about this hummus being recalled because I really love my hummus. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. This is such an important cause, and we're asking anybody and everybody to donate whatever they can, whether it be $5, $10, $15, $25, 200, anything you guys can donate to help these kids. It is such an important cause. I cannot thank you enough for all of you guys who have donated. We got a couple more donations in over this last hour, and I really do appreciate it. This money helps fight cancer research and fund research for adult and kid leukemia and lymphoma. And it's a very, very scary disease, and unfortunately, many of us have known somebody who has died of leukemia and lymphoma. This is so important, and we like to help especially these kids pay for their medical costs. That it would be nice. So of all the charities, this is one of my favorites, absolute favorites, because I see where the money goes. When I diagnose a patient with leukemia and lymphoma, I send the patient not only to a doctor, but I also send them to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I watch them help. So please go to my website, drdahlia.com, click on the Fight Blood Cancer link. Anything you guys could donate, please. You can even do it through PayPal, so it should be a safe, secure site to do that with. DrDahlia.com, DrDahlia.com. All right, I love hummus. I love hummus, especially baba ganoush. I love that too. But they say some hummus products sold at Trader Joe's, Target, Giant Eagle are being voluntarily recalled due to a possible risk of listeria. Food manufacturer Lansol announced the recall this week, citing the discovery by Texas health officials of possible contamination in Target Archer Farms' traditional hummus. The recall affects more than 14,800 pounds of hummus and dip products. Now, no illnesses have been reported. Remember the Listeria myocytogenes was the bacteria where we had that issue with the cantaloupe years ago, and a lot of people died. It was pretty scary stuff. It can be spread through contaminated food, cause serious infection in young people, elderly, people with immunocompromised systems, and can cause death. They said you will get a full refund. Just go to the recall list, and I guess it's through the Lansol website. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Listen, a lot of us eat hummus. I think it's a great thing to eat. It's yummy stuff. All right, speaking of food, they say thousands may have been exposed to hepatitis A at a Missouri restaurant. As many as 5,000 people may have passed through a restaurant where an employee had hepatitis A and possibly had been contagious. They say Red Robin said the employee last worked on May 16th and that the restaurant has been deemed safe after inspection by the Springfield Greene County Health Department. Red Robin, I used to work at Red Robin. Oh, it's a New Jersey-based restaurant chain, Yummy Eats. They didn't say in what area the restaurant the employee worked, but told diners who ate there between May 8th and May 16th to call the health department for information on what to do next. Okay, now hepatitis A is usually transmitted through oral fecal route, contaminated food, contaminated water. We do not want our healthcare workers having hepatitis A, and we do vaccinate against hepatitis A. We also recommend frequent hand washing. It is highly contagious. Most of the mild cases are self-limiting. All right. Usually most people do not have serious liver damage, but it can. Serious cases of hepatitis A can cause liver failure and death. Even though the majority of the cases don't, it can. So symptoms include fever, nausea, abdominal pain, your urine turning dark. Sometimes your bowel movements look kind of clay colored because of bile, etc. So now all workers at Red Robin have been vaccinated also. Okay. And they were given an immunoglobulin prophylaxis shot. Prophylaxis shot is to block. If you were just exposed, the vaccine to get immunized, that usually takes a few weeks, so that won't help. You need the immunoglobulin to block anything before it infects. The health department will run a two-day vaccination clinic at Remington's. I guess that has concerts and trade shows, et cetera. And they have 4,000 doses of vaccine to come into play there. I know this is a big cluster. How do you identify a worker having possibly something that could be contagious? You know, what are the signs? Well, you know, a lot of people who have hepatitis, they get jaundiced. So they have this yellow hue to their, to their skin. So they'll be a little, kind of yellow. They'll be a little pale, looking sick. The problem is a lot of us kind of just look like that when we get the flu, when we got a stomach bug, etc. And if it's somebody working in the back kitchen, you're not going to see that. So you kind of take, you know, hopefully the food is cooked. You know, hopefully you have, you know, good immune system. Hopefully the acid in your stomach kills anything that might have gotten in there. But hopefully your hands are washed in case you touch something that could have been touched by that. But, you know, you really put your lives at risk a lot of times going out to eat. You know, I mean, like, I was really, really scared about this whole listeria thing with the cantaloupe, because if the little tiny slices of cantaloupe on your breakfast plate, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you know, if that could be the source of this listeria, that's some scary stuff. I don't usually go out and buy cantaloupe and cut it up. My mom used to do that. I don't, because, you know, my kids kind of have a little allergy. They kind of, their mouths get red, so I don't really buy cantaloupe. Yet, if I go to a restaurant, there's a nice slice of cantaloupe sitting on my plate. Do I wash it off? Do I know? I just eat it. You know, I assume that all the food on my plate is just something I could stick in my mouth. Well, having worked in restaurants before, not Red Robin, but other restaurants, I notice how half-assed things are. I notice people scratching and then grabbing at the food or whatever. I worked at Red Robin in Reno, Nevada when it first opened. And you would make the mud, I don't know if it's called a mud pie, but it was one of those mud pies or hula pies or whatever. I would make, and you had to put the, you would cut it, and then you had to put the whipped cream and then the chocolate sauce, and it was behind glass, so people would watch you make it. So while I was sitting there, getting it all ready and getting all excited about people would be watching the glass. So I decided to, like, pretend sneeze. And then on it. And then bring it out there. And they knew I was pretending. But it was just kind of fun to mess with them. My boss did not like it at all. He did not think that stuff was funny. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study. They said good grades in the study means bigger bucks. Researchers analyzed data of more than 10,000 Americans and found that a 1-point increase in high school grade point average was associated with higher annual earnings later in life. 12% more for men and 14% more for women. The study published in the May 19 issue of the Eastern Economic Journal found that a 1-point increase in GPA increased the likelihood of completing college from 21% to 42% for both men and women. The idea, I mean, we know a lot of us, those that get good grades could possibly go to college. If they go to college, they could possibly get a job that could be higher paying. But, you know, nobody really stopped to think, okay, well, better grades mean more money. Where I noticed it was actual money, very, very practical use, was those AP classes. Those AP classes, one of the most brilliant things. I wasn't so much in competition of being the highest grade point average in my school. I was number 4 in one of my high schools, and then my folks moved senior year, and I was number 11. Then I finished number 11 in that other high school, but I was number 4 in the high school that I was at for 2 years, and I was pretty proud of myself, and I had gotten an in-state scholarship. I was really, really excited. But what really drove me was taking these AP classes turns into free money. You pass an AP class, those are college credits. And it takes up a college class, so I had a whole semester of college for free. Basically, because I had enough AP courses. So I always urge you guys, if you could take those AP classes, problem is the more people that take them, the more the universities are like, no, I still want you to spend the money. Some universities don't even take the AP credits, and that blows. That really blows, because that's money in your pocket. So that's very, very interesting. The higher the grades, the more money people make, huh? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Anything you could donate on the Fight Blood Cancer link, we would be so appreciated. Help these kids pay their medical bills and help find a cure for blood cancer. This is interesting in Fox News. The healing power of poisons. This is pretty cool. Apparently, this is somebody. He is a medicine hunter. He researches natural remedies all over the world, from Amazon to Siberia. His name is Chris Kilham. And this is a very interesting report that he gives us of poisons and the healing power of it. All right? And, he was talking about how, don't be freaked out about poison because, aspirin, if you take 200 aspirins, those can kill you. So anything could be toxic at certain levels, so have a respect for everything, so to speak. So for example, snake venom, okay? Apparently, we've been using anti-venom, right, for snake bites, etc., for decades. And we use snake venom to make anti-venom. They say to produce anti-venom, you take pure snake venom, you dilute it, then you inject it into mammals like sheep, goats, rabbits, horses. After being injected, the animal undergoes an immune response. Then the scientists take that immune response, the antibodies, and then they make the anti-venom with those antibodies. All right? Let me see. I think they said if you use the Asian sand viper venom, they found that this may actually help people with malignant melanoma. This is interesting. Apparently, the disintegron aristatin in it stops the melanoma cells from colonizing in the liver and the lungs of mice. That's pretty cool. They're also looking at ALS and Parkinson's disease, etc. Then tetrodotoxin. This is a neurotoxin from pufferfish. And it is extremely poisonous, very, very concentrated. But what it does is it blocks these sodium channels that have a critical role in neuronal function. And so if you block the sodium channels, nerves don't work, you could die, stop breathing, etc. But they found that at very, very specific dosages, it could help with chronic pain. So now they're looking at that as a therapeutic agent for pain. Very interesting. And maybe something that they could do is use it maybe to help opiate addicts withdrawal. Then nightshade, deadly nightshade, Atropa belladonna, used to be used as a lethal poison, people killing each other with it years ago. And over the centuries, they would use it to poison enemy troops in war, etc. Would cause hallucinogens, would even be a people would get high on it, apply it vaginally, etc. All right? Sometimes women would put it into their eyes to make their pupils dilated and make their eyes look bigger and more beautiful. Don't ask. Anyway, it has scopolamine. Now, scopolamine dilates the pupils, and we use scopolamine like a scopolamine patch when you're on a cruise for seasickness. And so they're thinking that they could use the, because this nightshade has scopolamine and hycoscyamine and belladonna, it could be used for pain, spasms and Parkinson's disease, rheumatism, sciatica, diverticulitis, etc. Again, this would be reported by Fox News. This is pretty cool. Then you got hemlock. Hemlock, conium maculatum. This was known to cause the death of Socrates, all right, for those of you that kind of know your philosophy history, all right, and it's a very, very widely known botanicals in ancient medicine using hemlock, all right, and it would be poisonous in certain applications, all right, but I guess it has certain piperidine alkaloids, and these things, I believe, could also be used for certain pain relievings as well. Certain respiratory things, but I don't really know much about it, and to me, I've never really heard much about it, so I won't go into that. Then you have foxgloves. These are known as cardiac glycosides. They help strengthen cardiac output. They're also used for rhythms. For those of you that need to be on antiarrhythmic agents, digoxin is an antiarrhythmic agent used to treat heart failure. A lot of times, these medications medication similar. Foxglove is Digitalis Properia. Digitalis, for those of you guys remember the older Trump term Digitalis, Digitalis was a medication we would use for heart rhythm and cardiac output, et cetera, would give it to people with heart failure. Comes from Foxglove. So pretty interesting stuff. Botox, we know that's a toxin. So poisons and toxins may be the way of the future when it comes to how we treat ourselves. But that's Obamacare for you, okay? Right? If medicines aren't getting covered, then we need to go to the toxins and the poisons. And let's hope it works. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of us are getting ready for the summer. And by the summer, we're taking the one trip a year that we think we're going to have a little bit of money and time for. Well, be prepared to bring your antimicrobial wipes, etc., because E. coli and MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph, can linger on airplane surfaces for days. And now that we're getting freaked out with MERS, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, coronavirus, we're like, what? All right, yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. Okay, so in a study presented at the annual meeting of the American Society for Microbiology, all right, Barbary and his Auburn University colleague Kirill Vaglanov analyzed the survival of two common types of bacteria in airplane-like conditions, your MRSA, the methicillin-resistant staph, and E. coli. MRSA, again, it's an antibiotic-resistant staph aureus, causes skin, other infections, pneumonia, sepsis, etc., kills 19,000 people a year in the U.S. alone. E. coli, very well known, the 0.15, the O157:H7, well known for foodborne illnesses, outbreaks, etc. So they tested it on six types of materials: your armrest, your plastic tray table, your metal toilet button, the window shade, the seat pocket cloth, and leather. So I always sit in coach, so there's no leather in that. That's usually cloth. And then they exposed items to each pathogen, left them in an incubator, which mimicked typical airplane conditions to see how long the pathogens could survive. The MRSA survived the longest, 168 hours. That's a lot. All right, on material from a seat back pocket, the E. coli survived 96 hours on an airplane armrest. So they say the cloth can also provide a lot of crevices and places for this to sit. They say if you compare that to, like, stainless steel toilet handle, the toilet handle isn't porous, so it really can't stick as well. Now, that doesn't mean you guys need to freak out. Remember, if an airplane houses MRSA, anything houses it. I mean, you know, you could go to a grocery store and grab the basket, you know, or the cart, and you could pick it up. So many places. You could be trying on clothes, grab a hanger, and something could be sitting on the hanger or on the cloth. And remember, MRSA can be transmitted by touching. So you could try on a piece of clothing. I just assume that MRSA's ever. Didn't they even find MRSA on your cell phone or your keyboard at work? Keyboards are filthy. But if you do want to prevent yourself from getting sick because you are more prone to infection, then I would suggest you get those little antimicrobial wipes, wipe it down before you sit there and eat, okay? It shouldn't be too difficult. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say six superfoods that all children should be eating. What should we feed our kids to make them healthy? Well, first they say egg yolks. Make sure they get egg yolks because they got the choline, amino acids, vitamin A. Then they say make sure your kids eat liver. If you could get your kid to eat liver. Liver, vitamin A, iron, B12. I remember my mom trying to make me eat chicken liver. That was the most disgusting thing I couldn't even imagine. Salmon. Salmon has your omega-3 fatty acids. Try to get your kids to eat salmon. I tried to do that. I call it pink meat. They say try to get your kids to drink homemade bone broth. This is being reported by Fox. Grass-fed beef. Yeah, right. Coconut products. Oh, good luck with that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church. tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.